Now, you shared the camp with Fred Bear and Bob Munger and that whole crew. What was that? Must have been a fun time. It seems like it was a fun camp that everybody was.
Well, I mean, I never really shared any with Bob Munger. I shared with Fred and some other people, KK Knickerbocker. The thing is that a lot of people look at Grouse Haven. You've heard of Grouse Haven.
Mm-hmm.
As you hear it all the time that it's his hunting grounds. Well, that wasn't his hunting grounds. That was his workshop. He would invite his dealers, manufacturers, people up, show them the good life. They'd put corn out, get deer up there, and they'd shoot them and show them, you know, what bowling was all about. But he had people he hunted with, like KK Knickerbocker, Judd Grindell. They were what I call the book cronies.
Mm-hmm. Joe Engel.
They were guys that he liked to hunt with. And he did some real hunting, like in British Columbia, Alaska. But Grouse Haven was a show place, and you hear these people say, oh, I hunted with Fred in Grouse Haven. They didn't hunt with Fred in Grouse Haven. They just had fun and played around up there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't real hunting. It was just kind of a show place. But you still hear that about Grouse Haven.
Mm-hmm.
I never was in Grouse Haven.
Oh, really?
Never. Fred one time wanted me to bring my teepee up there and put it up in Grouse Haven. But then he put a note, you know, a memo to all the people in the factory, and they nixed the idea. They didn't want it. Fred wanted it, but Kelly didn't want it. Yeah, because his salesmen were going to be up there, and it would be kind of disconcerting, you know. And so I never did go.